mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know in your guts the truth. Tyranny is upon us. Your subconscious mind knows the truth. Your conscious mind struggles against it. Human history is a long train of abuses, out-of-control despots feeding on people, exercising power, pressing on the nerve of power, always more power, always more dehumanization. As O'Brien tells Winston as he tortures him to death in the Ministry of Love. And now I see the doublethink being accelerated. Anthony Hilder, I was watching local news last night, well, I got a tape of it, and CBS News said, new study out, we were wrong. Mercury in the vaccines isn't just okay, it's good for you, and is a vitamin, a nutrient. It's good.
Yeah, you know, it's like saying to the individual, you've got to believe in government. The larger the government, the larger the enemy. Because when you have somebody knocking on your door and saying, I'm here from the government, and I'm here to help you, or I'm Dr. Government, and just roll up your sleeve, I'm going to give you a vaccination. I knew a little black girl in Northern California. I know her right now. She's about 5'11". She's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful little woman. And she got vaccinations for her child. And I said, don't do this. The child is now 4 years old. It's autistic. She's rolling it around in a baby pusher, you know, where you put the small children in because they can't walk. The child is 4 years old. It can't walk. It can't talk. It has had all of the vaccinations. She has now become a researcher. She's now become a Joan of Arc, like you have become a John of Arc, leading the charge into the unknown and enlightening people with the truth rather than enlightening people with the words of Lucifer.
Well, how can they get up on the news and say, Mercury has now been proven to be good for you? They actually said that, Anthony.
Well,
I mean, it's really
like
getting
said,
weird.
The bigger the lie, the more believable. It isn't. When you take a look at George Bush when he makes a statement like this, he said, I was watching it on television. He was talking about the 9-1-1 event. Well, it wasn't on ABC. It wasn't on NBC or CBS and CNN. It was on closed circuit CIA. And we must be more concerned. Not when George Bush tells a lie, because that's most frequent. It's when he tells the occasional truth by accident that we should be very concerned. Considering the fact that George Bush saw this and is the only one in the United States that has admitted publicly to having seen the plane come in and hit the World Trade Center. We're talking about the first plane that hit the North Tower. That meant that he had to be sitting in front of a television watching it as it was coming in, and the agents of this government were filming it for his entertainment. That is like having Nero take out his fiddle and play while Rome burnt. That, to me, is an indictment of the president. I think this is proof positive that we're talking about murder in the first degree.
Well, Anthony, by the way, then they said, well, what do you mean you saw it? And then he said, no, I didn't find out until they walked over and told me. Then there were Times of London's photos of him behind closed doors before he went out to give the speech, watching the first one smoking on television. So he saw it in the limo, he saw it when he got there, and then he went out and then lied and said he learned of it out there reading the goat story. Then when the photos came out, he had to admit it.
Well, he's talking about watching it, the very first one that came in.
I know, we got a break.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
What really happened September 11th and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Breaking down what we were getting into concerning the plane, Bush did say that he saw the first plane hit, and people said, what were you watching it on, CIA television? But then they have the official story before and after that, no, he learned when Mr. Card, the chief of staff, walked over and whispered in his ear. That's when he found out that anything was happening. But then Times of London photos of him in the green room, another empty classroom, watching one of the TV monitors with the first tower smoking got released, and then Mr. Card came out and said, okay, well, he did see that. What we mean is he learned of the second plane in there. So all these different lies, all these different stories, but that's only one small piece of it. We have them blowing up Building 7. We have them flying out the bin Ladens. We have the NORAD stand down because of all these drills on that morning of planes being hijacked and flown into the exact same buildings at the exact same time. That's impossible. Okay? And so that's the cover story. And we know that Dick Cheney was in control running the whole thing. We know they'd had a bunch of drills in the weeks before that, and some think Bush was really out of the loop, that Cheney was actually running it, and so Bush thought it was just, quote, another drill. But what we can prove is they did have prior knowledge. They did know what was happening. You know, they always say, Anthony, that, well, we never heard of a plan to fly planes into buildings. No one ever even imagined that. It had been all over the news. It had been in Project Bojinka.
They had developed the plan. And in fact, in 1970, the public knew about an event that occurred over here at Edwards Air Force Base where they took a plane and it took off without a pilot.
A jumbo jet.
Yeah, it went across the Pacific and landed in Australia without a pilot. NORAD has the capacity to either prevent a hijacking by overriding the controls of a plane and taking it out of the hands of the hijackers.
By the way.
Or it has the capacity to bring the plane into a building and create the illusion that a skyjacking has taken place. There's no Arab names on the flight manifest of United or American Airlines.
Well, by the way, Anthony, a couple days after 9/11, he was in New York after he did the tour with the firefighters, and he stood up there at a podium, and I have this on tape somewhere. I just had three VCRs going on three channels, but I saw this, and I know I need about 10 interns to go watch all this video, and I taped Bush as he said, you know, we're going to be able to fix this. We've got the capacity to remote control these planes and take them over when they're hijacked. And a Secret Service agent grabs his arm and jerks on him, and then he shuts up. So, yeah, he's so...
That's what I said. We've got to be very careful when he tells the truth. I mean, when he tells the truth, he will often do so. It's a mistake. When he tells the truth, it's a mistake. We've got to be looking for those particular times you noticed it when practically no one else in the country noticed it. And that is an imperative piece of tape if you can find it.
You know, I've looked around for it. I sat there taping C-SPAN as they were having a celebration the night of the attack, basically all of Congress out front of the Capitol. And it was Chuckie Schumer laughing and smiling and clapping. And the leader of the Senate at the time, Daschle, walks over and grabs him. And you can't hear the audio. You see his lips. He goes, shut up. Look at what you're doing. You're on camera. And I've got that somewhere, too.
You know, on the anniversary, this is just a few days ago, September 11th, I'm watching CNN. And they're interviewing somebody about the plane that was coming in towards the Pentagon. He says, well, it looked like a cruise missile with wings. And when we take a look at that situation, where does 155 feet of wing, or the span, how can that disappear into a 16-foot hole? If you just took the diameter of each of the engines, it would be 9 feet across. And if side by side, if there wasn't any fuselage, if there wasn't any wings, it would make a hole that's 18 feet across.
And by the way...
That's 2 feet more than the 16-foot hole that came in.
I found the actual AP photos, the originals, and some of the video. There's green grass right up to the hole. Then they come in with all these trucks and dump sand to make it look like an accident scene, and then they spray tons of water on it, and the roof collapses.
Look, in The Greatest Lie, 911, this is our video. 911, The Greatest Lie Ever Sold. We go from individual to clip to another individual, and I'm talking about individuals like Gary Richard Arnold, like Jim Mars, like yourself, Alex Jones, Will Thomas, Ken Thomas, Gary Busey. We're all talking about the same thing. This is a lie that has been put forth. It has been choking the thought process of the American people. We must take these videos and get them out to the people, to your friends, to your neighbors.
Well, that's exactly what our listeners are doing. As promised, let's go to the calls. Thanks for holding. Megan in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Well, of course, listening to you like spawned a whole other bunch of ideas, but... two news stories that were on last night on the local news here that I thought were interesting. One was about the local police. The city council decided they needed to keep an eye on the local police. They installed secretly cameras in the locker rooms to keep an eye on the police. And of course,
that's horrible.
And the police found out, and they're screaming and picketing the city council meeting because they can't believe that they're being watched.
Now, where is this again?
This is in a town just outside of Philadelphia called Folcroft, F-O-L-C-R-O-S.
Please, do you have email?
Uh-huh.
Email me those stories to tips@infowars.com. But let me expound on this. I see an article about once a month from California, Tennessee, Texas, where they are putting cameras not just in the bathrooms, but in the elementary and junior high showers. And then visiting teams come and don't think a camera's normal in the shower, run out screaming, and the officials go, oh, it's completely normal. How Orwellian is that, where they put cameras in the bathrooms, hooked into the police department, and now there was a Sacramento Bee article where these are all hooked in to the major police departments there, where they can watch all these cameras, not just in the halls or the bathrooms or the classrooms, but in the showers themselves. But exactly, and now this new article about surveilling the police, they're mad about it. But go ahead.
Well, in London, there you will have 200 pictures of yourself just walking down the street and going into various shops within a one-hour period of time. And I did on 911, The Greatest Lie Ever Sold, and a little piece outside of the Bush House, and I say the Bush House, which is the home of the BBC, where in 1948, George Orwell wrote 1984. Is there a connection? You bet there's a connection. And we're taking a look at the Nazization of the nation. And from grave, well, from erection to resurrection, I'll just put it that way, we are being monitored. And this is exactly what George Orwell prophesized in 1984. We're seeing it in 2004. It just happens to be 20 years later.
Well, Orwell worked as a member of the British secret police in India, then he joined the communists, then he worked for the BBC. He saw it all.
And he operated out of the Bush House. The Bush House.
Yeah, for those that don't know what that is, tell them.
Well, this is the home of the BBC. It's the BBC's main operations center in New York, in London. This is within the city within the city, which controls the financial future.
And then Winston
of the world.
By the way, Winston in the book, he works at the Ministry of Truth, which was supposedly, you know, this media outfit of lying, which people say was supposedly a metaphor of the BBC.
Well, the Ministry of Truth was the Minister of Lies. And when you say Bush talk, when you see Bush talking about bringing about freedom and democracy, it's the exact opposite. And what we must do is to form an alliance to protect our individual rights, our individual differences. And we need to have an alliance between the legitimate right and the legitimate left, because the enemy operates from the center, the synthesis.
No, I hear you. Let's let Megan finish up. Megan, anything else?
Well, that was the most important thing, and I will email you that and follow up, but I have a thing to tell Mr. Hilder about the autism.
Yes.
I have for years just used natural health to take care of myself when I see a doctor who helps me out with things if I do get sick. His partner is a woman who treats children with autism and schizophrenia and things like this.
Mm-hmm.
Using things like using the right kinds of fats and the right kind of diet in order to help their body eliminate all the heavy metal toxins that cause the brain damage. And we're talking about kids, some even in their early 20s, who've been autistic or schizophrenic for years, who begin
By the way, schizophrenia is admittedly linked, even back to studies in the 20s and 30s, to lead and mercury. But now the local news says mercury is good for you.
Right, yeah, I'm sure that would be one my doctor will be giving me next.
Megan, I would like you to send me the information that you have so I can give it to Rena.
Yeah.
Or her child.
Well, I've had a lot of medical doctors on, and they say these detoxes, if they're real detoxes, really do work, and that something people should do. Thanks for the call, Megan.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You bet. We've got a break. I want to go quickly to these calls, Dave and Craig and John and Casey. We promise we'll get to you right when we come back. And there's so much more I want to talk about with Anthony Hilder. But these vaccines, this is something we can really document for people, Anthony.
It's murder by injection. And Eustace Mullen's book of the same title is absolutely brilliant and should be revisited.
But it's hard for the average person to understand this level of evil.
Well, we're talking about an evilarchy here. An oligarchy of evil.
That's right. A society of evil and wickedness on top of evil, on top of wickedness. We'll be right back.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triamethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some 2-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 2002 to January of 2004, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than a euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than a euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 2002, gold spot was 283. January of 2004, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
Hi folks, this is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
All right, let's move quick to these calls. Dave in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Hello, Tony.
It's Anthony.
I'm sorry, Anthony. In about a week, next Thursday, not this Thursday, but on the 30th, they have to give a preliminary plan to Governor Blagojevich in Illinois for the good old Children's Mental Health Act. And I think that would be a good time for people to, start bombing him with messages that, we don't want this in Illinois. And
yeah, I'm glad you raised this. The New Freedom Initiative, this is so conservative, folks. Everyone will be forcibly, starting with children, then adults, Illinois will do it with adults, will be psychologically screened twice a year. The guidelines written by the government and Big Pharma to force you on drugs. I mean, that's right out of Brave New World. Anthony Hilder?
Well,
I keep going back to the free world because we have a choice between discrimination and unification and the elimination of all differences in mankind. And that is what we're going in. People think that it is politically correct. It is politically correct to dissolve all differences. But I say we must form an alliance of individuals who will protect the differences that exist within mankind, because mankind itself is the endangered species.
Yeah,
and what we're taking a look at in Illinois and in California and in Botswana is the elimination of all differences. So we have to have tapes like ours which cross over. We should be dealing in playing these things for people, not those who agree with us, but those who in the past have gone against us.
Exactly. Let's move on. Thank you for the call, Dave. Craig in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, Craig.
I've been listening to your show for a while now. I just have a little story about a friend of mine that went to a Cubs game a few weeks ago, about a month ago, and they took a wrong turn and ended up going through a supposed drug gang area, and they were in a Wisconsin car with plates. Obviously, they didn't do anything wrong, and they got blockaded and yanked out of the car with guns to the head. And then, of course, if this is right or wrong, it may be, they found a little marijuana in the glove compartment. So they were like, well, that's not that big of a deal. I'm like, well, sorry, but we normally could let you go, but it's zero tolerance day. So this is short story is he got a good lawyer and they threw it out. But when he was in the Chicago Police Department waiting to be booked and put in jail for 8 hours before they let him out, he noticed that they had like a 13 calendar system where it was zero tolerance drug day, beating day, DUI day over and over again. That's all they do. So obviously they're not worried about terrorism or protecting and serving, you know?
Look, the people that bring in the drugs own the private prisons. Then they grab you for using the drugs they brought in, and they put you in their private prison, and then the average person goes, good, make them criminals work, but the person works for 20 cents an hour, which then destroys the economy and the middle class. Thanks for the call. Anthony?
Yeah, I think we should do away with the central. If we want to do away with the drugs in this country, we have to abolish the Central Intelligence Agency, because the CIA is the enforcement arm of the CFR. And let's take a look at the head of the CIA when it was running massive amounts of heroin into this country from Southeast Asia. It was headed by George Herbert Walker Bush, and his assistant out there in that area was a fellow named Richard Armitage, who's now Deputy Secretary of State under Colin Powell. And when the Bo Greitz tape, and I named that thing the Heroin Highway, General Kunsaw said his number one buyer, in other words, the number one importer of heroin into the United States, was Richard Armitage.
All right, let's take another call. John in Oklahoma. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alec.
Hello.
We are really, truthfully, the enemy of the state, the freedom-loving people that believe in freedom for all, you know. And George W. Bush is actually telling the truth whenever he says we're for freedom. And he's talking about freedom of the state, not freedom of the people. So it's that doublespeak that you talk about all the time.
Yeah, freedom to enslave, freedom
That's
to bring
exactly
in the new
right.
order.
So he's not lying. He's really not lying. People have to realize that it's his doublespeak. He's talking about us when he talks about terrorists, freedom-loving, constitutionalist people. And
well, for those that just joined us, mainstream newspapers in Michigan, also carried by WorldNet Daily, government portrays homeschoolers as terrorists. And
they are. They are an enemy to the state.
Well, we really must abolish public education. The public school system is now the public school system. It's one and the same. And they don't get an education, they get a reeducation.
Yeah, yeah.
They get an indoctrination rather than an education.
That's exactly right.
It must be abolished.
And I had one more thing, if you've got time.
Sure, we'll get back to you and other callers after the break. 1-800-259-9231. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
from taking collagenate from Vim and Vigor, I've gone from a size 12 to a size 9. It feels great. Absolutely wonderful.
Well, here's another listener who's lost weight the safe and healthy way with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Kimberly, tell us about your success.
Okay, I've been on Vim and Vigor for almost 2 months. I've lost 16 pounds, and I've gone down 3 pant sizes.
Incredible.
I'm really excited, naturally. I mean, I have a 21-month-old child, and losing weight after a child can sometimes be difficult.
Well, that's for sure. Was it easy?
Very easy. I mean, there's nothing to it. You can actually still continue to eat meals with your children and not starve yourself or anything else and lose weight.
I know you can lose fat the safe and healthy way, just like Kimberly did with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Call right now, 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-THIN. Remember, mention you heard it right here, and that gets you $25 off a 3-month supply. So call Vim and Vigor today, 1-800-622-THIN. Again, that's 1-800-622-8446.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWox Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWox.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWox International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWox Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWox Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWox.com. That's BioWox.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWox family of products.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to be going back to Anthony Hilder here in a few minutes, and of course your calls, and I want to go through several other important news items. But to clarify something here for listeners, I believe the presidential election is very, very important. It's important to recognize what's happened. The CIA openly runs 3 of the big 5 electronic voting machine companies. The 4th is run by the former head of the NSA. They've all been exposed to be involved in systematic fraud. It is built to scam and to steal the election for however the globalists want it to turn out. Some of the other big companies are owned by groups like Clear Channel, like Hart InterCivics, where they even run their own candidates on their own machines. Smaller companies are owned by people like Chuck Hagel and are used on 80% of the machines in Nebraska, where people vote for him on his own machines. And the Democrats support this as well. Chuckie Schumer helped get the bill passed to try to force the states to do this. So, yes, I think the presidential election is important. I think who the president is important. But if they have a staged election with two cousins who are skull and bones and whose rhetoric is different but whose actions are identical, or let's say 98% similar, then that becomes a distraction if we focus all our energy on that. You know, you get 60% of people out at the polls for a presidential race, but 7-8% on average for your local elections. It needs to be, you know, 70% nationally, 70% locally. We need to see numbers like that, or 60% nationally, 60% locally. And we need to be involved in our voting and demand verification. What I've said, though, is you can have a big effect locally. You can take national information and be assured it's going to be being duplicated locally in your town. If I turn on the news and they're saying mercury, it's been found, is good for your children in the vaccines. Well, that's being mimicked, I discovered, all over the country in newscasts. So what's happening here locally is going to be happening in your town as well. And so that's what I have clearly stated, but I needed to, I guess, reemphasize that local issues are areas where you can actually have an effect individually at a greater level than you can nationally. That's the point I've been trying to make. I think the presidential election is very important if we had a real presidential election. I mean, come on, folks. Two guys who are related to each other from a group that has 15 members each year. I mean, come on. Government portrays homeschoolers as terrorists. This is WorldNet Daily, in a federally funded exercise to prepare emergency responders for a terrorist attack. A Michigan county conducted a scenario in which public school children were threatened by a fictitious radical group that believes everyone should be homeschooled. And it goes on to say that FEMA gave them the exercise, part of Homeland Security. The made-up group was called Wackos Against Schools and Education, and then they had several hundred children play part in it as the evil right-wingers kill the children. They had the fake blood, all that. I've been to these drills. Folks, this is in my Road to Tyranny film I made 2 years ago. The training manuals that say Christians, conservatives, gun owners, homeschoolers are terrorists. This is what's going on. You hear on the news it's all about the Muslims and Michelle Malkin, let's put them all in camps. It's for the Muslims. And you go, yeah, get them Muslims. But it's not for the Muslims. It's for conservatives, for Christians, for libertarians, for gun owners, for homeschoolers. That's what the real training is. And then you look at the Muslim terror groups, and it always leads back to a major Western intelligence agency. But people shift off their thinking process, and it's very, very dangerous. And that's why it's important that, you know, I've got these articles about the vaccines, muscular sclerosis exploding when you take the vaccines, just all these diseases, all these problems. I'm the host that focuses on this. I'm the person that spends the most time on it. I hit all the key issues. And frankly, most of these people I listen to out there, even so-called patriots, aren't getting into it. And they need to. And this is the information you need to take and check out for yourself and then act locally on it. That's what I've always been saying. That's what I'm stating on the record. And we've been proven right time and time again in hindsight. Another thing is sodium fluoride. Hundreds of medical reports. It's deadly. It's toxic. It's a toxic sedative. It's in your water supply. And I'm going to spend the next 2 minutes on that, and we'll go back to Anthony Hilder and your calls. Debbie Morrow, New Millennium Concepts. Are you guys still doing the overnight shipping that's $60 for $18, your normal UPS ground price, on the Big Berkey water filters? Are you still doing that, Debbie?
Oh, Alex, yeah, I didn't know you had me now.
That's okay.
We are, but I did want to tell your listeners not to wait till the last second, because I had one customer who called me on Monday, I guess it was the 13th.
Last Monday.
Right. And he called me for me to overnight it to him in Alabama, which we did. But unfortunately, UPS grounded all their planes. And so he didn't get it until yesterday, you know, because they didn't fly into Alabama on the 12th because of the pending storm.
Yeah, these are high-quality, made-in-America water filters, no moving parts, gravity-fed. You got different specials on them. People need to take advantage of these. Regardless, the emergency is the poison that's in the water. That emergency is there every day, but it isn't a big hurricane you can see and feel. It just happens over time. You need to call and get the $1.99 special. It gets one free gift, the sheltering in place video or a sports bottle. But $1.99 for the big, beautiful unit that'll do tens of thousands of gallons and purify it, not just filter it. Give Debbie a call, 1-888-803-4438. There's still areas without power, still areas with bad water. Why wait, folks, and why keep drinking the poison water? 1-888-803-4438. What are some of the other specials, Debbie?
Well, actually, I'm running a today-only special, but if they call in today or tonight because they heard it, you know, I'll do it through tomorrow. But today's my birthday.
Huh.
I wanted to share my birthday with all the listeners. And, you know, we always have the generic sport bottles, five for $100, but there are people out there who just want to buy one or two. So I wanted to, for my birthday, give a little offer to all the people out there that want to buy them individually. They can buy them for $20 each. But just today and tomorrow.
And again, these do 640 refills of tap water, what, 100 and something of like creek or river water or
right.
swamp water. And these are emergency units. They're like $35 at the store. These are high-quality units. Give her a call, 1-888-803-4438. Or go to BerkeyWater.com and tell them in the comments section what free gift you want. If you order the $199 unit or the $259 unit, you get two free gifts. And you're still doing that shipping, that overnight shipping,
yes.
for $18 when it's normally $60. 1-888-803-4438. Anything else, Debbie?
Nope, that's it.
You're awesome. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
You bet. Take care, folks. She's a great lady, and it's all made in America, so give her a call. I know it's bad. We're terrorists. It's made in America. I understand. Going back to Anthony Hilder, we had a caller, Anthony, who wanted to finish up what they were saying, and I believe it was John in Oklahoma. John, are you still there?
Yeah, I am, Alec.
Okay, what was the point you were making?
Well, I'd already made the point about that he's not actually lying. He's speaking the doublespeak. You know, they're talking about their state, not the freedom of the American people.
And, well, they're talking through both sides of their nose.
Yeah, that's exactly right. People need to understand that the war is really on us. We are the enemy. People really need to realize that.
Well, that's why I read the article about homeschooling, being terrorist. I mean, they're doing this everywhere.
We are.
I mean, I didn't just pull this out of a hat 2 years ago in a film when I put all the news articles.
Yeah.
They teach the law enforcement colleges that Christians, period, are terrorists. I have the news articles and I have video.
That's exactly right.
But those are the Christians that don't want the chip, that don't love the vaccines, that don't love the New World Order. Thanks for the call.
Alec.
Yes.
I had one more point.
Make it.
Oh, it was about the, I'm a commercial pilot. I worked at Flight Safety International, and when I saw those airplanes crash into the towers, from my own experience, I used to do demonstrations of the 767 at Flight Safety, and I knew that there's no way that could possibly happen in this country. No way. That can happen in this country.
Well, it can happen in this country if NORAD is controlled by the President of the United States and
right.
he orders the planes to be flown into the towers.
That's exactly right. And you cannot, I would virtually say that it would be impossible if you could box all the whole airplane, because typically speaking, that big bank is what you see if you try to hit a large target like that. And if you try to hit the Pentagon, you're going to hit the wing, and it's not going to make it there. It's just too small a target.
The point is, you can't come in for a landing, which is what that plane did at that low level, because the wind pressure you build up pushes the plane up. Correct?
That's exactly right.
Okay, so now let me expand on this. If your Cessna gets off course for 5 minutes, they send F-16s. It's always happened.
That's happened.
On this day, for over an hour and 25 minutes, nothing's done. Then we find out from our internal sources there were drills. NORAD thought it was drills. And then, lo and behold, that comes out in the mainstream media. That is the smoking gun, along with them blowing up Building 7 and admitting they did it. John, anything else you want to add?
Well, if people knew what I know, they couldn't come but to any other conclusion. But you can't explain this to the common people. And I don't talk to most people about it because they just don't understand flying.
Well, John, you know, when we take a look at Alex's films, when we take a look at Von Kleist's film, when we take a look at 9-1-1, The Greatest Lie Ever Sold, nobody can watch this and come out with a conclusion that the administrator of this government and the Bush administration were not involved to the point of orchestrating the event.
Yeah, it's
impossible.
We're
taking a look at an evilarchy.
Their official story is a fraud. Thanks for the call, John. I'd like to have you on as a guest sometime. We've had air traffic controllers on, pilots on, who say all the same things. But then I talk to some pilots, and they just get this weird look on their face and look scared and say, I'm not going to talk about it, or they're in denial. KC in Minnesota, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I just want to say that I'm proud to have been homeschooled and am against terrorism, might I add. And I just
not according to the government. Nationwide, they're training them. You're terrorist.
No, I don't think so.
No, but they are.
I just have to say that I disagree with them. I just wanted to address the fact that, you know, if you really want to get rid of drugs in this country, we have to recognize what the New Freedom Initiative's marketing campaign has evolved from.
It's to put people on drugs.
In respects to the pharmacological system, I remember walking into a psychiatrist's office, going up to the desk, seeing the calendar for the Zyprexa on the counter. The secretary was once eating cake off of a Lexapro plate. While in the office, the lady that prescribes the medicine, I saw a cool little paperweight calendar with the drug Strattera written on it. She was holding a Zyprexa clipboard, trying very hard to push that particular drug. There was a scale there that I could weigh myself for some other antipsychotic, in which I don't know the name of. And then I looked at the Lexapro clock when the lady said the time was up. Thought to myself, capitalism at its finest. You know, after seeing the commercial for the lawsuit against the antipsychotic, the lady was trying to push on me the Zyprexa.
They don't want us independent. They want us dependent.
Oh, most definitely.
And they don't want us healthy. They want us sick. Like with the starving black babies in East Africa. They don't want to save them. They want to kill them.
Definitely. I just like it to give a message to the audience. I mean, if you're thinking about putting a child on any type of drug, research it. I mean, all it takes is go onto the Internet, look it up, find out what it's for and what the lawsuits are, you know? You might be saving your child before it's too late.
Well, not according to the federal government. They now say mercury is a valuable mineral. I actually have the newscast. They say, actually, study shows mercury is good for you. So
it sounds like Aaron Brockovich all over again.
Yeah, thanks for the call. Good to hear from you. Great call, Casey. Wesley in Tennessee. Welcome, Wesley.
Hi, Alex. How are you today?
Good.
If there was one thing that sold me, and 9-1-1 was the very moment that I turned on the television set and I saw that guy come up to George Bush and whisper in his ear, if that were you or me and we were the President of the United States and we had just received that kind of information, I don't know that either one of us wouldn't have elevated about a foot and a half straight up out of that chair.
Well, you know, you'd sit there for 30 minutes reading a little goat story.
Well, in fact, the goat story may have been maybe about the goat of Baphomet.
All of this is symbolism. This is the little goat that you sacrifice, the kid, there with a group of kids. This is the sacrifice.
Wasn't he holding that book upside down?
Well, that's not the point. We in this country are being held upside down.
It's the truth. You know, I guess the situation is this, and this is really the way I've seen it for a long time. We live in the Matrix. There's a real world, and then there's the world that the federal government in Washington, D.C. has created for us, and it's up to us as to whether we're going to take the red pill or we're going to take the blue pill.
And their world says homeschoolers are terrorists and mercury is a good vitamin.
Alex was talking about the election. The election is like a crooked roulette table. It stood round and round and round she goes, and where she stops, only the House knows. And it's heads they win, tails we lose. Between Scary Kerry and George Skull and Bones Bush, there is no chance
there's no choice.
To incite a revelation. That's why we have to get back to the information dissemination, because it is simply the only way that we can change things around in a short period of time. It has to be now.
We all have, people are very ripe for this, to have their minds unlocked. We all have to be prime movers in the information war. All of us. Wesley, finish up.
I was just going to say, 12 years ago, when I voted in the 92 election, I talked to a Democratic election judge, and I asked him about the voting machine that I had just cast my ballot on. And I asked him if the machine produced a CD or a paper hard copy, or, you know, what kind of record did the machine generate after the polling booths were closed? And he said, looked me straight in the eye, and he said, when I pull that lever, the machine's cleared.
All right, thanks for the call. And how dare you say you want a record? How dare you say mercury isn't good for you? You're very strange. Phil,
Alex. Hi, Andre.
Hello, Phil.
Right from the UK, go ahead.
Right, we did. While we're on the religious side of it, yeah?
discussing the background, I'd like to say that the main control is coming from London, and that the core purpose of the New World Order is they're preparing for a certain person's reign.
Well, you're
I'd like to explain why this person is so important to the society.
Well, go ahead and explain it.
Okay. Right. As you know, I gather a lot of you have read Tim Cohen's book, The Antichrist and the Cup of Tea, yeah? Which explains the actual prophecy of Charlie being, Prince Charles being the unholy vessel, i.e. the triple six, yeah?
Yeah, I don't know if I agree with that.
Well, Phil, I'm concerned about the Civil Contingency Act, which is, in essence, the Enabling Act put Adolf Hitler into power going in the UK. So that's why I'm in support of the United Kingdom Independent Party, UKIP.
We'll be back and let Phil finish up. We'll be back and let Phil finish up. Stay with us, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order. Can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight. Thank you so much for joining us. You can always pick up all 3 hours of the daytime show on Global Shortwave at 94.75 or Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. You can listen on the web. And back from 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time on the shortwave at 3210 or on your local AM or FM station that's good enough to carry the broadcast. Before we go back to Anthony Hilder and Phil and Jeff, that's all we'll have time for with calls. It's been great having Anthony up with us. Before we do that, I've made 11 films. My 11th film is now out, American Dictators, documenting the staged election of 2004. It gets into Skull and Bones and Bush and Kerry being cousins and what their plans are and how either way, whoever wins, we lose. And so it exposes that. Also, my 9/11 films, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, also carry George Humphrey's video, Eric Hutchman's videos. We have all of those on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. You can order via the Safe Secure online shopping carts. We ship them out to you UPS ground, so they get to you pretty quick. You can also call toll-free to ask about different videos and what they're about or different discounts that we're offering by calling 1-888-253-3139. Your support is needed, and you're authorized to make copies of my films and spread the word and educate people. 1-888-253-3139, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Phil, real quick, finish up what you were saying.
Okay. Right, a lot of theologians consider the Prince of Roman lineage, i.e. the unholy vessel, the 666, to be possessed. This is how they think vessel, yeah? But what is a father to a son? Now, the father is a vessel to a son. In other words, the leader of the fallen angels, religiously, the person prophesied, i.e. Lucifer, is actually one of his sons. And this is why the Merovingian bloodline of the 13 elevated Illuminati bloodlines is considered to be the most holy by the satanic church. Yeah?
Well,
we're talking about Bush being Lucifer's son?
Lucifer is one of his sons. Yeah?
Now, well, that's pretty
the Order of the Garter is a satanic grand coven. And obviously,
Phil, I know they think they're God, and I understand the bloodline and all that, but you'll have to call me back tomorrow, Phil, if you want to talk about this earlier in the show. Thanks for the call. Anthony Hilder, comments on what he just said?
Yes, well, you know, I could picture Bush being Lucifer's son, but it is the Luciferians that operate through this country, through the Council on Foreign Relations, through the Royal Institute of International Affairs in London, and we have a one-party system. So that's why I'm elated to be out on the road with Dick Gregory, and he is a magnificent man, and Ted Gunderson speaking around the country, and hopefully, Alex, and I asked you yesterday if you would join us in some of these speaking engagements to discuss the major issues before major audiences, you know, 5,500, 3,800 people. We need to start talking to people we don't normally talk to. Our tape is a crossover tape. We can play it for the left or the right.
We're almost out of time. Unfortunately, yep. We don't even have time to go to Jeff in South Dakota and others. I apologize. But real quick, Anthony, give folks the number for your new video.
Okay. In the United States, for a double pack, double DVD, this is for the DVD only, 877-378-4345. That's 877-378-4345. And for the DVD and VHS, 800-592-4864. That's 592-4864. And in Canada, 800-294-4864.
Okay.
5250.
We're out of time, Anthony. Great having you on.
Thank you.
Take care, my friend. All right. We're out of time. Back tonight, 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. And then, of course, back tomorrow, 11 to 2 Central Standard Time. Don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv to keep in touch with us, to hear all the interviews you missed, to check out the films. It's all there, PrisonPlanet.tv. Get out there and take on the New World Order. God bless.